I'm visiting with Kim Walderbus. And Kim, before we go any further, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am a freelance writer in Canada, and I'm also a dairy farmer, so I wear a few different hats, and it keeps me busy. I'm based in the Maritimes in New Brunswick on the East Coast.
Glad to see you here in the U.S. of A. I am looking forward to a conference that I attended for the first time last year, and that's Canadian Farm Writers Federation. I know you're involved in the committee that's putting on this year's conference. Tell us just a little bit about it, where we're going to be, and what are we going to do when we get there?
Sure. We're thrilled. It's actually our first time with our local group to be organizing this conference, and we're thrilled to show you a bit of what we call our island. So we're going to be on Prince Edward Island this fall from October 2nd to 4th, and we're excited. Our theme's to dig deep, so we're excited to show you everything about agriculture in our province.
Now, one of the things that I really enjoyed last year, other side of the country, was going to several farms, but we had a group that went out on bicycles, and I understand we're going to do that again this year.
Yes, we've got two pre-tour options. One is going to be biking by land and sea. You get to see Prince Edward Island, beautiful spot that will take you along. The other one's actually going to be a pub tour. So what makes it special this year? Prince Edward Island is celebrating the 150th anniversary of Confederation, kind of the start of where Canada came from. So one of the fathers of Confederation, George Coles, was a distiller and brewer. He's going to take us through a pub tour as well. So for the fit ones, they can head bicycling, and for the ones who like to stretch some other muscles, they'll go on the pub tour.
Yeah, those 12-ounce curls are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So besides that kind of activity, what else takes place or do you have planned for us?
Sure. We have actually a full day of farm tours, and there's the Best of the West and Feast of the East. So we'll really dive you in. Prince Edward Island is really dominated by potato farming. We've got a lot because it's a tourism island, and generally our population doubles in the summertime. We're going to show you a lot of what kind of attracts folks, our artisan cheeses and kind of some unique niche type stuff. We'll spud you in. We'll introduce you to Anne of Green Gables and a lot of our cultural aspect. We'll for sure have a kitchen party worked in there. And of course some work time as well. So we'll have a serious kind of professional development session Saturday.
Well, we'll point people to the website because I know that, did you mention what's the name of your local group? Because I find this interesting in Canada that you have these local or area type ag journalist organizations.
Mm-hmm. So our regional group is the Atlantic Farm Writers Association, and you can find our website at atlanticfarmwriters.ca, and from there is a link to CFWF 2014.
Well, we'll encourage people to go up there from the U.S. because it's not only a great conference, like you said, have some professional improvement, but just a chance to visit with and get another perspective, which is why I love being involved in IFAJ, for example, that we get to do that in different countries every year. Thank you very much, Kim. We will point people to the website and hope they get involved.
Thank you.